It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil, where we dig deep into the Word of God and discover how to live in the power of the Holy Spirit, even when life is shaking around us. We're in a series this week entitled An Unshakable Life, Building Your House on a Firm Foundation. And today's message is especially timely. It's called Peace in the Middle of Pressure. Now more than ever, people are looking for peace, not just for a moment of calm, but a kind of peace that holds steady in the middle of chaos all around them. A peace that doesn't collapse under pressure. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ offers to us today. Real peace. In John chapter 14, in verse 27, he says this. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." Now let's pause right there for a minute. Jesus doesn't say, "I'm going to remove all the chaos." What he does say is, "I'm going to give you peace in the middle of it." See, the kind of peace that Jesus gives is not circumstantial. It's supernatural. It's not based on what's happening around you, but it's based on who's living within you. Peace is not the absence of conflict. It doesn't mean you don't have trouble going on around you, but it's the presence of Christ that guides you through whatever it is you're facing. When Jesus spoke these words, He was preparing his disciples for his death. The cross was coming, and their world was about to be turned upside down. And yet in that very moment, he said to them, "Don't let your hearts be troubled." Why? Because the peace he gives is an unshakable peace. It isn't shaken by pressure. It surpasses understanding. There's a fascinating fact about submarines. I've been in a submarine before, and when a storm is raging on the ocean surface, waves may rise even 30 or 40 feet, 50 feet high, but hundreds of feet below the surface, at what's called the cushion of the sea, the waters remain calm. The submarine doesn't ride the waves, it dives beneath them. And that's what the peace of God is like. While the world is tossing and turning on the surface, whether it's politics, crises, pressure, you can be anchored into a deeper realm with the peace of God. See, peace isn't about avoiding storms. It's about learning to live beyond them, below them, above them. The Bible tells us that the peace of God passes all understanding. Let's talk about three different kinds of pressure that can rob you of your peace if you're not careful, and how God's peace speaks to each one of these. First of all, external pressures. Life gets loud sometimes. The bills stack up, deadlines are approaching, kids are crying, your boss is demanding performance. But here's what Jesus says in Matthew 11:28. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You see, peace comes when we stop carrying the world on our shoulders and we let Jesus carry us. So when life gets loud, when the bills are stacking up and you've got to pay them, trust in his peace. Come to him and he will give you rest. And then secondly, there's internal pressure. This is the pressure that no one sees. It's that weight of anxiety, fear, and self-doubt. You might smile on the outside, but inside, you're crumbling. Inside, life is falling apart. Well, look what it says in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. The Apostle Paul said this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And what happens next? He says, the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. His peace doesn't just quiet the situation. It guards your mind like a soldier standing watch over your thoughts. God is there guarding your mind to make sure that you have peace. And then thirdly, there's spiritual pressure. Sometimes pressure comes from the spiritual realm where the enemy tries to torment you. He tries to tempt you or accuse you with condemnation. But Romans chapter 16 and verse 20 says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. He tells us in Romans 8, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. See, God's peace isn't passive. It's powerful. And when you are filled with the peace of God, even spiritual attacks lose their grip on you. Peace becomes your armor to fight against the enemy. Now you might be saying, Keith, I've got some peace, but how do I stay in peace? How do I keep all these bad thoughts from invading my mind? How do you live in this peace? Let me give you three powerful things to practice in your life if you want to remain in peace. Number one, abide in God's word. He said in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose mind are stayed on thee because they trust in you. See, peace flows from a steady mind. And a steady mind is rooted in God's word. Read it, meditate it, speak it out loud. Let the word of God drown out the world because you have peace no matter what you're going through. And then secondly, worship through the worry. Peace isn't just found in stillness. It's released in praise. You see, there's times when we just need to worship God and praise Him in the middle of the storm. And you say, what have I got to praise Him for? For His character, for who He is. See, Psalm chapter 29 and verse 11, this is what the psalmist said. The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace. Something shifts when you worship God. Your spirit lifts, your mind clears, your heart steadies. Have you ever had times when you've just been so filled with pressure, so filled with anxiety, and you just walk into a church service or you turn it on online and all of a sudden God just begins filling you with peace? And that's because there's peace in His presence. Don't wait for peace to praise Him. Praise your way into peace. And then thirdly, walk with the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit, it includes peace. That means peace is not something you have to force. It's something that should come natural for the child of God. Something that flows when you walk with the Holy Spirit. When you invite Him in. Every morning just say, Holy Spirit, guide my thoughts today. Guard my reactions. Fill me with your peace so no matter what I face today, no matter what I'm going through, I'll walk in peace. I love Corrie ten Boom, the Dutch Christian lady who hid Jews during the Holocaust. And her story is so amazing. She was imprisoned in a concentration camp, and her world was full of terror, sickness, and death. My wife and I just got back from a trip to Poland, and we went to Auschwitz and Birkenau and the concentration camps there, and how horrible this was. I thought of Corrie ten Boom. She was imprisoned in one of those concentration camps. But she famously said this. She said, there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. Even in that dark place, she had peace. Not because the camp changed, but because Christ was with her. You see, peace isn't found in escape. It's found in Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. That's where it comes from, friend. Well, let me leave you with this. The same Jesus who calmed the storm with those words when he just said, "Peace be still," he's in your boat as well. You may be feeling pressure today. You may feel waves crashing in on you, and you may think you're going to drown. Drown in a sea of finances, or drown in a sea of relational problems. But listen, peace isn't gone. It's already been given to you. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to fake it. You just have to receive it. Lift your eyes, steady your heart, and say out loud, "Jesus, you are my peace." You know, years ago, an art gallery hosted a contest for the best painting depicting peace. Dozens of submissions came in. Calm meadows, gentle streams, sheep resting on the hillside. But the winner shocked everyone because it wasn't tranquil at all. It was a painting of a violent thunderstorm crashing down on a jagged mountainside. And the lightning split the sky and trees bent under the force of the wind, and a waterfall pounded down into the rocks below. But nestled in the crevice of the mountain, under a tiny ledge, was a small mother bird, calm, undisturbed, sitting on her nest, gently spreading her wings over her young chicks. See, that, my friend, is peace. Not the absence of the storm, but the calm that we find in the middle of it. Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, because I've overcome the world." John 16:33. See, we often wait for the storm to stop before we believe peace is possible. But biblical peace isn't tied to the absence of conflict. It's rooted in the presence of Christ. And you can have that peace today, friend. God is offering it to you, and that's why it's on this program today. Think about the disciples in that boat with Jesus during the storm in Mark chapter 4. The waves were crashing, the wind was howling, panic was setting in, and where was Jesus? He was sleeping on a cushion. That image alone should preach. In the middle of the worst storm, the Savior of the world was resting because he knew the storm was subject to him. Now here's something to think about. When we panic, it's often because we've forgotten who's in the boat with us. Jesus didn't rebuke the storm first. He rebuked their fear. He said, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still not have faith?" You see, peace isn't found in understanding why the storm came or when will it end. Peace is found when you discover who's with you in the storm. What if the pressure that you're under today was not meant to crush you, but to teach you how to lean into the peace of God like you've never done before? Sometimes God calms the storm around you, but other times he calms the storm within you so the storm outside no longer controls you. Isaiah said, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is steadfast because they trust in you." Let me encourage you today, friend. Keep your mind on him. And when the pressure is building, go to prayer before you panic. Worship before you worry. Trust before trembling. Let me close with this. If you're anchored in Christ, the storm will come, but you won't drift. You may bend, but you won't break. And through it all, you'll discover a peace that doesn't make sense, but it holds you together. Thanks for joining me, Walk in Grace.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, He makes his mercies new every morning.